Okay, we are Lemon Bays.
Price of the meat board that he got.
Yeah.
$1,000.
Okay. What can I tell you? I don't buy meat boards for $1,000. Or for 100, or for 50, or for 25, or for 10.
No one said a thing. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. I know who. I didn't want to hear. I don't know. Don't think of my advice. We are Mem Amid Bay at the two dots. Funk. What's the contradiction in Shmuel? Was your question? The answer to your question, the contradiction in Shmuel. Shmuel said that any time it rains an inch, underground water of 2 inches comes up. There'll never be a case that there'll be more rainwater than natural underground water.
Good.
At any point in the year. Then Shmuel said, don't use press only 1 month a year. Because there might be more rainwater than underground water. Now, you just said that never happened. I don't know why you have a long note for there for the stira. There is no long note for the stira. The long note is for other things that the Ron discusses. See Ron, page Mem on the base. In fact, you can't miss the Ron on page Mem on the base. My dad is bothered with the fact that why it's butthole and what happens. There's prices that say you can and can't, and he tries to reconcile everything. But again, the contradiction in Shmuel is not a difficult one. Can there ever be more rainwater than underground water? This didn't work this morning. I don't know why. It worked on his phone. It didn't work over here. What?
Yesterday, it was coming
out garbled. Right. Yankee told me that the sound was not good.
So there's no dial tone at all?
Oh, there's dial tone. I got to the place, but it didn't say put in your code. You can try it, see if it works. Anyway, Zav to Gemara. Oh, yesterday also we discussed, I was going to wait for more people to come, maybe. Remind me to say something, because I said something in Halacha yesterday. I really have to not change. What? Yeah, but they don't. I mean, not necessarily. Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav. My Dilsivit says in the Pasuk, V'atah ben Adam, you man, I say this is a Rebbeinu Shem talking to Yecheskel HaNavi. I say l'cha klei gaila. Make yourself a vessel to take along in Golos. Then when you get to Golos, you won't be lacking them. Do ner, to have a candle. Now, so my question is how to be gairus. We have the gears for ner, which means a cup to be able to hold oil to light. Because you might get there and you won't have where to put oil into and you won't be in the dark. We'll see the rush has a second girsa, vikara, and a plate to eat on. You might get food, but you won't have a plate. Ustiach, and you won't have a mat, something to be able to eat on. You'll have to eat on the floor. And when you eat on the floor, what happens is it gets involved with dirt. So therefore, get those ready. Get those ready for yourself. Because you're going to go to Golos. All you saw is going into Golos. And they'll need those things. The Mepharshim speak out, Rashi Yecheskel speaks out, that they didn't listen to him. Yecheskel told them this. And Kali Yisrael said, nah, it's not happening. We're not going anywhere. And they ended up going to Golos. And they didn't have a bowl to mix their dough and water to make bread. So what they had to do is make a little hole in the ground and put the water in the dough there and knead it there to make dough. It got to have stone. It got stones in it, little pebbles. And it ended up their bread with pebbles and things. So that's what Rashi Yecheskel says. If they didn't listen to him, to have Kli Gaila, that Kara would have been a good place to make the dough. They didn't have it because they didn't listen to him to prepare that when they go to Golos, have your things you will need in Golos along with you. Dr. Rush, Noid, he's there with Noid, not Nair. We have Nair, the Rush has Noid. Listrais loy mayim, have a cup to drink from. Is the Garci Nair? Some have the Girsa Nair, which is what we have. Losses by Shem and Lahoyer to put oil to give light. Zakti Gemar Vait, Zakti Shtiach, sorry, there's one more rush, or Lushanala, leather to be able to sleep on. It's to sleep on, the Rashi says, the Mavari says, and to eat on. It's both. You can sleep and eat on the same mat. Now, why we got into Rabbi Yamar Rav? We were not talking about Rabbi Yamar Rav before. I don't know. I thought. I'm sorry. B'chayzer Kael. That's right. That's the next book. Sorry. It's a pasuk in Kisavai that says that we will serve our enemies, B'rav, B'tzama, B'erev, B'chayzer Kael. Now, there's a lot of redundancy here. Rav, Tama, Erev. Those are things that are bad news. Just say B'chayzer Kael. Wouldn't that tell you Rav, Tama, Erev? Obviously, Chayzer Kael is adding something, right? More than that. So what is Chayzer Kael adding more than saying no clothing, no food, no drink? That's pretty bad. Chayzer Kael, if that is, you won't have a light and you won't have a table. These are essential needs for a human being to be able to exist. So the Torah is saying, you won't have clothing, you won't have food, you won't have drink, you won't have a candle, and you won't have a table to have something on. So Chizda Amar, this is right, this is the pasuk in Kisavai, right? Hachas Hashloi Vatos Hashem Lekecha B'simcha, V'vatos Evecha Shishkona Shabra, right? So Chizda Amar B'loi Yisha. So Chizda says, Chizda Kol means not to have a spouse. Because a spouse helps a person survive through difficulties. No spouse, the difficulty is magnified, much greater. That's Chayzer Kael. You're missing your essential need to survive. Nothing. It's a new thing. Right. Now we're going to Pasuk Chumash because it's Rabbam Yamarav. Nothing to do with each other. No, nothing to do with each other. I said, also, I don't know what Rabbam Yamar Rav started here. Meaning, why did we start bringing things to Rabbam Yamar Rav? So in that Gemara in Tzionim, it says, I'm a Rav and I'm a Rav. That would be a continuation of the Gemara of Rav and Rav, which we've been doing. So that would be helpful. And I guess it would go through to the next piece also, I'm a Rav and I'm a Rav, not I'm a Rabbam Yamar Rav. That's what that Gemara in Tzionim brings down. If not, what is this Gemara doing here? That's what the Rashash said. Don't think about it. The changes are, remember, like Shabbos. Not having somebody to serve you. That's Chayzer Kael. Meaning, that's, again, it's a difficult thing for me to understand. You're talking about not having Erev, Tama Rav, Tama Erev. And then you throw in and nobody to serve you. I guess, that is, you'll be missing everything. Meaning, everything that a person would want. Yes. The Nachman Amar B'loi Deya. No, to put simply, I don't know what English translates Deya, but I would say with no seichel.
That movie is last, and that's the state of something you gotta do it. So you
have
to help you get fine food, help you find
the
you need
things
to try to survive. Right. That's
what he's saying, I guess. How does he translate Deya, by the way? Understand. Tana, one brisa says, "Beloy melach ubeloy revav," missing salt and missing fat. Now here the Mefarshim talk about what is so essential about salt and fat. So they want to say b'chayzer kael means that even if a person, again, I'm saying a shot, even if a person will have the essentials, but he'll never have, he'll be missing something. He'll never get to having everything. He'll be, even in a person who doesn't come to the Erev, the Tzama, the Rav, he still will be B'chayzer Kael. He'll be missing the icing on the cake, which is necessary for a person to, quote unquote, live what we would call normal life, to be able to add fat, salt, and to have dips and things like that, right? That would be B'chayzer Kael.
Right.
Because we brought in the Mandiyama that said Chayzer Kael is below Deyav, So now we're going to veer to the Gemara about Deya. Yes, I wanted to say something. Mike, I waited for you. Yesterday I said over Psak, which is the commonly accepted Psak, that anybody that goes under general anesthesia should bench Klemo. Yesterday I did some research, and I found that this is a big tumult that has become a new tumult amongst contemporary Pesachim. Again, the old system that was in place so very recently was exactly what I said. Anybody that goes under general anesthesia should bench Klemo, regardless if it's for an hour or for 5 hours, for a place, in hospital place, he has to stay overnight the next day, or he goes home an hour and a half later. That was the accepted stock by Rabbanim across the globe. Recently, some Rabbanim have begun questioning that stock because doctors say that the danger of anesthesia is very minimal, especially the ones that are given for a guy who has an hour procedure, the hernia operation or things like that, and they don't think it should need Glamo. Halacha Lamaita, somebody wrote a tshuva on it. I was told in Lakewood, somebody, Rabbi Wickler or Wickler or something like that, Rabbi Lakewood. At the end, he comes out and says, we don't change things. They said Glamo till now, they should say Glamo from now. I talked to another Paisik who said that this is what he would do personally if we're the Gaya. I asked him, what would you tell others? He didn't answer me. Yeah, he told me what he would do personally. He said he would do personally is Rav Shlomo Zalman's Eitza. Shlomo Zalman says if a person is ever in a situation where he's mesupik, he should say Glamo, he should get 10 people or be near 10 people and say the bracha in the morning of Glamo Sadam Taivim Le'ama Yisrael. And he should have in mind, that's what Shlomo Zalman says, he should have in mind that if he's Chayim Glamo, he's saying Glamo Sadam Taivim Le'ama Yisrael. And if he's not Chayim Glamo, he's mechuyev to say this bracha in the morning anyway. That's from Shlomo Zalman's Eitza. So he said that's what he would personally do. He says, however, the consensus still is don't change things. He thought that it will ultimately change. But I asked him, what would you tell somebody else? That's what you would do. What would you tell somebody else? He avoided the question. I mean, he talked about something else and answered the question. So I'm just saying over. So I did do research yesterday. It's changing. Let's just put it this way. Except nobody has yet put that thing down and said it changed. It's changing because the feeling is that once upon a time people felt anesthesia was dangerous, being under anesthesia, and now the statistics, not that we live by statistics, seem to say that it's not dangerous anymore, or very minimally dangerous. I think Dr. Harris voiced that yesterday. And therefore, people say that, again, so Malachi Lamaisa, most Pesachim still say to bench Glamel. However, this Pesach told me to use your Shlomo Zalman's Eitza. I knew this Eitza before. If you don't know what to do, you can be Eitza without having to make a bracha. So that is, so I'm changing what I said yesterday slightly, meaning it's still the accepted halacha. It's in the changing process.
The bracha with Hashem Malchus has effect also.
Yes, but again, this is a, for Shlomo Zalman felt this is a better Eitza because it's with Hashem's name. What do you mean you're so? What do you say this bracha? I mean, you're saying this bracha, you say brachas hashachar.
So what I'm trying to say is the person who went through this procedure
goes back to show one day.
One day.
How far is it going to be? A day? 5, 6, 10? So there's people that say brachas out loud every day on the other side. They say it out loud so people can answer amen, right? So one day, this guy can say, I'm Avishayna out loud, and get that guy will start to say, Mami Yisrael. The 10 people don't have to know that that's what he's doing it for. Guy will have to be said in front of 10 people.
Hopefully
they'll
say amen.
What? Yeah, you know, if somebody would get up here and say a brach out loud, I hope we answer amen. You know what I mean? I think that's the good thing, the good thing to do.
You don't answer
me? No, it's not my argument. Again, but you want to do it, but the guy most key of us to do it, but take rabbit in front of 10 people. So you say, I would even tell the 9 people, I'm a super good bench guy. But again, I'm not possible to do that. I'm just saying, it is a discussion that is up for grabs now. It's discussed now because many places are beginning to feel that the halacha should change. But if you ask most rabbanim, they will still tell you the Ben Shlomo. I don't know, I didn't make a poll, but this is one of our logos that are beginning to change.
Why don't you tell who the other person is?
I don't know, but there was, we don't say names. We don't say names. Like, start thinking about it. This is a very important Gemara now. I'm Rabbiya. Naksinan ein ani elabedeya. A real poor person is not somebody that doesn't have money. It's somebody that doesn't have seichel. That's the real poverty. Poor guy. Never. The Marava Amrum, as Yisrael used to say, the Dabe Kulabe. If you have Seichu, you have everything. The light, let Dabe. If you don't have Seichu, Mabe. So what do you have? Duck honey, if you acquire that, Machasar. What are you missing? The light honey, you don't acquire it, Mach honey. So what did you acquire? So the Mepharshim speak out, there's redundancy here. And they say, no, it's not. There's some people that are born Tupchatim. Similar but different. One side is some people are born naturally with seichel. So that's the dabe kulabe. You're born with seichel. Rabbi Shlomo blessed you that you have a seichel hayasher. You see things clearly. So kulabe, the loy dabe. If you're not born that way, you're missing an essential. But the dakani, people can acquire seichel. People can work themselves to start seeing things more clearly with diligence. With asking, with understanding, and they can be kind of. So, Dog Honey, Dr. Gemara, Malchasa, not missing anything. Dog Light Honey, he didn't acquire it, Malchani. That's one shot. So, they're saying there are two ways to have Seichel. Some people are Zaycha, and it's not a Zaycha. It's that the Rabbi Nishan was kind to them. So, it's a schuss from the Rabbi Nishan that they gave them Seichel. And other people in the Rabbi Nishan didn't give them so much, didn't give them a full dose. They can get it by working at it. So there's two ways to get it. So that's why that my rabbi, they said both. The other shot says that even if you have it naturally, it doesn't automatically work unless you work at it. So it has to be both. Dabe, kulabe. But that doesn't mean you automatically keep it for the rest of your life. You still have to be kind of it. You still have to work with it. So that's why they repeated it twice. Again, two different shotim, similar but different, about the ability to have seichel hayasher. What? No, it's not. It's a Dedi song way back. Way back. This song was sang before Yaakov Shweki was born, or close to it. It was a Dedi song.
I don't know either. What's the song?
Yidabe.
I'll find
a few of it. Yeah,
I don't want to hear it.
Why not? It's a good song. The Dabe Kulabe. But way back, this is way back, before Yaakov Shweki arrived on the scene. Don't think my mind. I'm Reb Tzad, I'm Reb Chia Barabba. Back to Bikr Chaylam. Eina Chayla, I'm at Mecholyoy, at Shemarchim Le'akal V'naitzah. A person who's sick does not recover unless he's Zaychid that they're Mecholyoy Le'akal V'naitzah. Nehmar, at the Le'ach Le'akal V'naitzah, her rifle Le'akal Tachliyoy. He forgives all your sins, and he heals all your illnesses. Many different shatim, similar but different, are said here. Some say because a chayil is in danger of dying. So why was he saved? He did tshuva. He must have done tshuva. So therefore, the Rabbi Shem forgave him, and he's healed.
That's a tough one to swallow, Rebbe.
Again, see, we're living in the age of antibiotics.
Medicine. No,
not antibiotics.
A lot of
Rishoyim,
and
that's
when they get better.
Uh-huh.
They're not, you know.
Okay, I hear the question. It's a good question. Number one. Other Mishat, they say, is the Yisurim and Machaper and Avaitis. So therefore, if he recovers, he just went through Yisurim. So that doesn't stress the recovery aspect. That stresses the fact that he did suffer through the illness. So therefore, by suffering through the illness, it does. So again, you're going to be left with that kashi the way you learn. And the only other thing I can think of is that for Rishon, it's the opposite. It's because they're going straight to Gehenna. So the Rabbi Shem said, you might as well live it out. But the Gemara doesn't say that. That's my speculation. Talk to my right. Person who recovers regains some of his youth. The Mefarish learns means he's like a child that never sinned because he got Mechilut Havayim. That's how the Mefarish learns. Right? Others learn that he's healthier in a certain way. Again, you can argue with that, I don't argue on Ran. But the Ran learns a guy who recovers from his illness gets a certain energy that he didn't have before. Shenamar, Rutfish, I just wanted to pronounce it, Rutfash Besarai Minayar, is flesh. Got, how does he translate Rutfash? Fresher?
Surprisingly fresh.
Surprisingly fresh. What?
Surpassingly.
Yashuv Limei Alumav. He returns to the days of his youth. Zakti Gemara Vayter. There is no Rush. That's why I haven't read Rush. Step one, the Dakani Deya. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vayter. The Pasuk says, Kol Mishkava Yafachta Bechol Yoy. This is the Pasuk that we talked about in the Amid Mem Amid Aleph. Hashem Yisadenu Al Eres Tavai. Hashem supports him on the bed of the sick. Then it says, Kol Mishkavai Hafachta Bechoyai. You turned over his Mishkav. How does he translate that literally? You turned over his bedding?
Yes. I said all of his bedding.
But Amar Rav Yitzchak, Laima de Meshakeach Tamudai. It means, it's going, so it's interesting. The Rush doesn't have the gears to Kol Mishkavai Hafachta Bechoyai. Doesn't have that pasuk. He learns Rav Yitzchak is going back on Chayzit Limei Alumav. He goes back to his youth, meaning he forgets his learning. He's starting fresh. He might be starting fresh physically, but he also starts fresh again in learning. He forgets his learning. Illnesses cause a person to forget their learning. That's what Rav Yitzchak said. That's the Rush's Gersa that doesn't have the Pasuk, the Kol Mishkavai, and so does the Ran. The Ran also doesn't have that Gersa. So even though we have it in our Gemara, both the Rush and Ran don't have it. As the Rush says, Alumav Kedarish. He says the word Alumav means hidden. That his learning gets hidden from him. Ezer Limei Alumav, right? Yashiv Limei Alumav goes back to the days when Torah is hidden from him. Now, the Mefarish did have the gears to call this guy Chavak the Bechol Yoy. So he says all his organized learning that's organized like Mishkavai, like his bedding, gets turned over. But again, the Rush and the Ran did not have the Gersa.
Is this a temporary forgetting, right?
We'll find out in a second. I don't know what you mean by temporary forgetting.
I mean, the person's sick, he has other things on his mind.
No, it's not what it's saying. No. It means he has to relearn. You arguing?
No, I'm just saying, it's sad.
Rav Yitzchak got sick, and he forgot his learning. I don't know how much of his learning he forgot, but he forgot. Abaye reviewed it with him. It triggered his memory. I knew the Bechol Duchta Minan. Many places in Shas, it says, Amar Rav Yitzchak Lashmili Adash Maitza. They tell him over something he said, halacha, and he said, I never heard that halacha. I'm a rabbi, atam ritan halal. You taught it to us. Muhammad ritan halal. You proved it from this writer. Abaye is triggering his memory. Why did Abaye have to trigger his memory? Because he forgot. He said, I never heard that. I'm going to read one more story, and then I'll tell you a story. Kavagam Rebbe Klas Esriabi Hilchatam. Rebbe learned Shas in 13 different ways. So the Mefarshim say there are different Tosefta's and Brises and Shasim. Rebbe had 13 different ways of understanding Masechtas Uktzin, understanding Masechtas Para, understanding Masechtas Taras. 13 different opinions in how to learn things. Agmil Reb Chiya Shivaman. He taught Reb Chiya 7. The Saif Cholish Rebbe. Rebbe became sick and forgot them. Ahadu Reb Chiya Kamehana Shiva Apid Agmarei. Rav Chiya reminded him, reviewed with him, the seven that he was taught by Rebbe. Shita Azdu, but six were gone. There was no one to trigger Rebbe's memory for those six. Havu Ahu Kitzksara, I don't know how you pronounce that word, that laundry man. Havu Shmila and the Rebbe Kizavagoras Lahu. He was busy doing his laundry as Rebbe was learning, and he heard Rebbe learning the six ways. Rebbe was viewing it himself. Azdu Rav Chiya Begamer Yasin Kame Kitzra. So Rav Chiya went to that laundry man and said, can you teach me the six of Rebbe? Because that laundry man, while he was doing laundry, heard Rebbe's six things. Rebbe was learning out loud. And he heard Rebbe say this chat, he heard Rebbe say the other chat. So Rav Chiya said, can you teach it to me? So the laundry man taught it to Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya taught it to Rebbe, reminded Rebbe. I got to have a chazi, lay Rebbe, bahu kitzra. When Rebbe saw that laundry man, Amale Rebbe, Ato Asisa Aisi Vetchia. You made me in Chia. You saved us. Igidi Amirachi Kamale. Ato Asisa Chia, the Chia Ato Aisi. You made Chia, and he made me. Two step, giving your Chia part of the credit. First way, he's giving everything to the laundry man. Okay, now he's giving your Chia also part of the credit for being the agent to remind Rebbe of his learning. Now, I once was at a siyum, small siyum, in someone's house in Yeshiva Lane, and the gifter was Chandra Bracha was there, and it was the end of Masechtas Malchus, and the gifter said, Gemara ends, Nichamtani, Nichamtani, last piece of the Gemara Malchus, Akiva Nichamtani, Akiva Nichamtani. So Reb Gifter was there, he spoke about the siyum, and then he said the following thing. He said he's forgetting his learning. He said, I'm forgetting my learning. I went to my doctor, and I said, I'm very depressed. So my doctor said to me, why are you depressed, Rabbi? I said to him, I'm preparing all my life for a test, and it's slipping from me, and I'm going to not be able to pass the test. All my life, I worked on passing the test, and I'm not going to be able to do it. So the doctor told me, Rabbi, you're making a mistake. Whatever you learned is safely stored. There's a fog now preventing you from accessing it. When you get to the test, that fog will be gone. He said, I told him, Nichamtani, Nichamtani. He said, what? But Gifter accepted it. That means he's not forgetting his learning. It's there, but his illnesses, making his age, are making it harder for him to access it. When he dies, he's not going to have that problem. I was there to see him. I heard it from him.
And he started to cry because he missed it. He couldn't remember one dice.
I'm just saying, I heard this. It's not secondhand. I was there to see him. I heard him just to say the story and say, he told the doctor, Nichamtani, Nichamtani. I hope he said it in English to him, but that's what he was. I don't know if it was from doctor, but that's what he said over. What do you mean? You made Chia. Ram Avinu created them by teaching them Torah.
The severity of the illness?
Doesn't say. Aging makes people forget. Right? Not an illness, but it's part of the aging process. Yet, not everybody forgets.
Rabbi, yes. who is this magic laundry guy who was able to absorb all this ear?
It's an amazing story. This laundry man understood Rebbe's six ways. I have no idea who he was. The Gemara doesn't tell us anything more about him.
Presumably while he was doing his laundry tasks.
Yes. He was a laundry man. I guess he was around Rebbe, and Rebbe was learning aloud. He wasn't whispering it. He was saying it out loud.
Sort of.
And he absorbed it.
Sort of underemployed. Okay.
underemployed. Yes. Yes.
Anyhow, the point I'm stressing here is people are going to cry, but that's if you can do it originally.
Yeah, well, you can't forget what you didn't know. I'm asking.
I mean, you can learn the tastes, you can learn
Gemara. I'm asking, if you don't know, you can't forget it. I agree 100%.
What's going to happen to Achamay of Ezra?
I don't know. You have to, what do you want from me?
It's so sad.
Okay, bye. The Amr, my receiver, complained when he got older, when he was in his 80s, that he is forgetting. So somebody went over to him once and told him Kasha. The receiver said, yeah, this Kasha is in some place that far out, Akron, that nobody ever uses. And she said, I saw this 50 years ago. I saw 50 years ago. It's over there and there and there. He said, I thought the receiver said he's forgetting. Oh, no, it was there. It was a Rambam. The receiver said, the guy came over the Kasha of the Rambam. The receiver told him that this one says this and this one says, like, oh, four shots him in the Rambam. So he said, I thought the receiver's forgetting. He looked at him and he said, did you also want me to forget? So I guess forgetting is a very relative term. That's the Gemara writes. The Amr of Alexander and Rabbi Chiyah Barabba. God will nation asa l'chayla. Yaisam and a nation asa l'chananya mashal v'adaya. In a certain aspect, a miracle happens to anybody sick who recovers that's greater than the miracle that happens to Chananya mashal v'adaya. Chananya mashal v'adaya eishel hedget. It was a human fire. It was a physical fire that was consuming them, and Hashem made a nation to save them. V'akol yichayim l'chvaita. Theoretically, anybody can extinguish a human fire. There was no one to extinguish it. The Rebbeinu Shlom made a miracle. But it's an extinguishable fire. The fire that burns in somebody ill, the fever, the high fever, it's a more spiritual kind of fire. It's not something that should necessarily be extinguished. And that the Rebbeinu Shlom heals a person. That's the Rebbeinu Shlom, in a certain sense, making a greater miracle. Now, again, we live in an age, Chasdei Hashem, that we think that we can control illnesses, and we do in a much greater way. But the bottom line is that even today, Rachman al-Lassan, there are illnesses that we can't control. And if somebody recovers from that, it's an ish that the Rebbeinu Shlom extinguished. And that's a greater nace than Chananya Mishael Bazarya. And I want to say something here. It's a little off the subject, but I think it's an important thing. Someone once asked me, the statistics for Frum Yidden aren't different than the statistics for Goyim in survival rates. We daven. We say tefillah helps, and it does, by the way. I'm not questioning it. And we daven, and we say tefillah helps, and we daven, and yet, look at the statistics. There's no greater survival rate by Frum Yidden than there are by Gaia. That's what the person asked me. Now, it's based on that fact, which I assume is true, but I don't know. So, it happened to be somebody heard me repeating the question, and he said that Rasul Kamenetsky, should be healthy and well, was once here in the Kailu, and he quoted a medrash, the medrash in Parshas Vayeshev. The Medrash says the following. Goyim should never get sick. They're not going to Gan Eden. Why are they getting sick? Sick illnesses is a kapara. For people that are going to go to Gan Eden, they're going to have Olam Haba. The Rebbeinu Shlom has to cleanse them so he makes them sick. The Goyim aren't going. Because if the Goyim wouldn't get sick, then people would say the Jews are a cursed nation. They get sick. Nobody else is getting sick. So the Goyim have to get sick. That's a Medrash and Parshas Vayeshev, by Ravi. And then, or by Chamishi maybe. And then the Medrash continues. Goyim should never be poor. Poverty is an einus. For people going to Gan Eden, they have to be poor. Why is Goyim poor? Like the Medrash, because if only Jews would be poor, they would say Jews are a cursed nation. Rav Shmuel said, we set the statistics for the whole world. The Goyim are not supposed to have worse statistics than us. The only reason they're getting sick is because Frum Yidden have to get sick. So if we set our statistics by our tefillah, the Goyim statistics will match that. Because that's the only reason they're getting sick to begin with.
But Rabbi, do the comparison now between between from Yidden and non from Yidden, not between Goyim and Yidden.
Yeah, so I don't have an answer to that question. I knew that was going to come up. Because I'm assuming, again, the Mekubalim say that every Yid ultimately ends up in Gan Eden. It might take a process, might take a longer process, but they ultimately make it. So therefore, that's what I would use as that answer. The bottom line is it's still a process that helps them in the long run. Not necessarily, they don't necessarily end up there. They have to keep Sheva Mitzvahs. They don't have Gilgul. They don't have all that process. There is a process for people ultimately to make it. A more difficult process for non from Yidden because they're not from, but they're not having the schus. Yeah, but I'm just saying, answer Harvey's question. That's a good question, but it's not for here and now. I don't know the answer. You'll have to talk to Mukabola.
I don't know who they are.
Okay. I don't know. Right. That's the my right. Rabbi Bashi, Once the time for a person to go has come, he loses control. Any little thing can rule over him and kill him. We are given the ability to be ruled over Bali Chayim. Animals are supposed to be subordinate to us. When the person's time is up, any little animal can be the cause of his death. Chayim said, if Hashem, if you take off the shmirah from me, anybody can kill me. I'm no longer at protection. Rav Amram in Hadenkra. Mishpatecha amdu hayayim. Your judgment we stand today. Everybody is your servant. Meaning, you use all kinds of different servants to carry out your mishpat. And the Gemara brings two stories. Rabbi Basila Amulei, they told him, Shachim Gavri Gavaya. They told Rabbi Basila the following story. There was this tall person, Havarachim Guruduna Zutra. He was riding a small mule. Matatitura, he came to a bridge. Istuya, the mule went crazy. Shajay threw him into the river, the Kashachim, and the guy died. Who would have expected a small mule to a strong person to kill him? The answer is it was his time. He's on the bridge. The mule goes crazy, and he's history. They take out the word al-nafshe, by himself. Kari aleihu, he called on those people, this is what happens. The Rebbe is using the mule to get a guy out. He saw a scorpion. Yasiva Akakusa was sitting on a frog. The Avran Nara, and it was giving him a ride across the river. The frog was giving the scorpion a piggyback ride across the river. I guess a frog can swim, and the frog was taking him across the river. Arka Gavra, the scorpion got to the other side, bit a person, Umayas, and he died. That means the Rebbein Islam sent the scorpion across the river to kill that guy. Kari Alei, the Mishpatecham, to Ayoyim. Dr. Ashba, after us, Ahu Gavra Gavaya, Adam Gadol Gavaya, big tall person, Rachim Geduni Zuta, Peretz Katan, Mal Mule. It's to Yit Nivau, he got confused. He saw something very scary in his dream. Akrakusa, Tzradeya. Frog. Okay, something in my mind. Amr Shmuel. Eim Vakrin et Achayla, Ela Lamisha Chatzah Sechama. The only people that are ill that a person should visit is somebody that has fever. Chatzah means here, received fever. Lafuke Mai. What does he not want you to visit? Lafuke Ad Tanya Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Prato Aymer Mishum Rablaizer. Eim Vakrin Lechayli Mayim, Lechayli Ayim. Don't visit people that are having stomach issues, intestinal issues, or people who are having eye issues, Veloy Mechusha Reish, and now somebody suffering from severe headaches. Dr. Gamar, why? Bishpai Mechayli Mayim Mishum Ksufa. I can understand the guy that has intestinal issues. It's embarrassing. He might have to go to the bathroom while you're visiting him. And it's going to be embarrassing. that he has to say, I'm sorry, I have to use the restroom. And I remember they didn't have the restroom right next door that they could close the door and go to the restroom. They had to go somewhere to relieve themselves. They had outhouses. So to tell a guy I have to go to the outhouse now, it's a little bit embarrassing. My time, but why not visit people that are suffering their eye or have headaches? Speaking is hard, is difficult for somebody who has an eyeache, and the rush takes out the word umali, and so does the ram, leishka. And it's also bad for people with headaches. For people that are suffering constant headaches, they don't want to talk. So don't visit them, because that's going to require them to talk. You're not doing them a favor. And this is Harvey, I believe, asked a few days ago. What if it's not good? The ill person, sick person doesn't need visitors and doesn't want visitors. Then don't go visit him. That's exactly what it says. Visiting is supposed to be for his good. If it's a negative for him, don't go visit him. If it's going to be embarrassing or difficult, don't go visit him.
Thing about taking care of a highland.
Again, but if it's going to be costly for him, that's what the Gemara says. They'll go visit. I'm just talking about the Gemara thing. It's not my Gemara who hasn't stopped. Can't argue on that.
I mean, how do you have the gear survive?
What?
How do you have that?
No, they learn Ishta's fever. Just what to do with Ishtamine. They learn Ishtamine's fever. It's good for people with fever. It means we're not bringing a ride for headache. We're saying speaking is hard for the people with
parenthetical. Parenthetical meaning it's just contrasting.
Right. So they write a Somali, but the rush doesn't have it, as you will see in a second. Or maybe the rush does have it. He doesn't bring it. Let's put it this way. Dr. Rush, there's a rush there, so Chotzasichama has to be. But the rush. And eyes and headaches have the same reaction. They have the same response. The body responds the same. Okay? They're davening again 5 minutes early. So we're going to stop today. Everybody should have a good and chaydish, a freilichen rest of Hanukkah.